This podcast is being sponsored by Smart Labels. Okay, let me tell you guys about Smart Labels. You know that I am the queen of decluttering and how I feel about decluttering your space. Well, guess what? It's that time of year again. Spring cleaning season is here. But this time, I've got something that's going to make your future self do the happy dance. It's called Smart Labels. Let me give you the scoop. Picture yourself grabbing a pack of Smart Labels, QR codes, and sticking them on your storage bins. Next, you download the Smart Label app, scan those QR codes, and voila! You are ready to catalog all your stuff with names, descriptions, and even pictures. Fast forward a few months later when you're on the hunt for that one thing that you stashed away that you cannot find, instead of recluttering your space, you just search in the app and boom, it tells you exactly where it's hiding. It's like having your own personal organizational wizard at your fingertips. People are calling it organizational magic, and for a good reason. Whether you are gearing up for a summer move, tackling spring cleaning like a champ, craving some organization, decluttering your space so that you can get some serious energetic vibes moving, Smart Labels are your secret weapon. You ready to dive in? Let me tell you how to get your own pack of Smart Labels. Simply hop on the Amazon, search Smart Labels, it's one word, easy, and snag your own Smart Labels today. Let me tell you something. You are going to be so happy with this process. You are going to be so happy because all you have to do now is pick up your phone, go into the app, search for what you're looking for, and you can find it. I cannot wait to hear what you guys think about these, and I know you'll tell me. All right, bye for now. Greetings, beautiful ones. Welcome back to Fran's Wisdom. How y'all doing? Good. I hope life is treating you well and everything is fabulous in your world. As you can hear, I am a little stuffy this week. I've been traveling and we went to the West Coast and spent some time on the water. And it was a little chilly, but I enjoyed that because I enjoy being on the water. And actually, going to the water is one of the reasons that I decided to do this particular podcast. So you know that I've been talking to you guys a lot. We're in the springtime, and I've been talking to you guys a lot about our course, the New Year, New Me Reset, which is phenomenal. We've got tons of students in there, and people really love that course. But the number one thing in the course is decluttering, right? So I know I can see you guys' face like, come on, Fran, come on. But here we go. We got to talk about decluttering because decluttering your mind and your space really go hand in hand. And a lot of people get stuck in this decluttering process. And let's talk about it a little bit. If your space and your home is completely and totally decluttered, your mind is going to be cluttered. So if you are trying to manifest, right? Let's just say you're trying to manifest your way out of debt. So the debt is cluttering your mind. Let's talk about that. And probably cluttering your space, because if your mind is cluttered, your space is going to be cluttered. I wish I could tell you that it works a different way, but it doesn't. And if your space is cluttered, your mind is going to be cluttered because energy flows, right? So when we are creating anything in our lives, wanting to achieve anything, we're calling in a different energy to do that, right? When we're calling in a different energy to do that, if we're not clear, then we're calling in kind of chaos, right? Have you ever been trying to manifest something and you are calling in things that you don't want, or you can't get clarity about calling, you can't get clarity around what you really want to call in. Well, that's because you're cluttered. So cluttering the mind is a huge step, but you've got to declutter your space. And one of the reasons that we took this trip, and it was really an impromptu trip, I've been working on this with my office as well as my home, right? Every year, every season, I spring clean. And I call it spring cleaning because we kind of associate spring with newness, right? So for me, every season, summer, winter, fall, spring, I call it spring cleaning. I'm going to clean up my space. And I've been really working on this in my home office, my closets, and my business office. And you never really know how much stuff you have. And here's another thing. You never really know how much you have if it's organized clutter. Oh, did y'all hear that? Organized clutter. A lot of us don't realize we have organized clutter. So I'm going to tell you something about organized clutter. Organized clutter is when everything is in a place, but you just have too much of it, right? You have way too much of it. And So I had a lot of organized clutter. Because I live with a minimalist, someone who's very minimalist, and I am not very minimalist, and I'm trying to be more minimalist because I see how they are able to flow through things and find all their things, and everything looks really nice and pretty, and my stuff looks really nice and pretty, but it's a lot of it, right? So we took a couple of weekends and decided we were going to go through everything in both offices. We even cleaned out a storage bin that we had been paying for that we didn't even need to be paying for because the stuff in it, we didn't even need anymore, right? Really interesting story. I'll have to tell you guys that sometime later. And we've been working on our office where our team is at. And the amount of boxes and the amount of things that we were able to collect and get rid of was like unbelievable. But I'm going to tell you something. Every single time that we were able to organize or get things in a box and label it and get things in another pile to throw away, I felt clearer and clearer and clearer. And a lot of people will say, well, that's just an alleviation of stuff. And it is. But my mind was clearer. You know why? Because I did not have to focus on all of that stuff that was in that storage anymore, in my closet, in that space. I had clothes that still have the tags on them. That's too many things. But I'm asking for new clothes. Where is the universe going to bring me new stuff at? Where is he going to bring me new clothes and new things? Another reason why your manifestation may not be showing up is because you don't have any room for it. You may be asking the universe for a new car, and it's saying, look at all the junk in this car. You don't even clean this car. You need some new clothes, but you don't even wear the clothes you got. You can't even fit half of them. Oh, you want a prettier desk and a new computer, but look at the desk and stuff you have. You have to have room and you have to have space for the things that you're asking for to come into your life. It's the same with your money. If your money is not organized and in order, you don't know how much money you have, you don't know how much money you make, you don't know how much debt you have, you don't know what credit cards over the limit closed, etc. You're not organizing your finances, which is a whole nother podcast, right? Oh my gosh. you will not be able to attract more money because you're not being good with the money you already have. It's the same with your house, your space, where you live. You want energy to flow. You want energy to flow in your life, point blank. And if it has no place to flow, it's not going to come. So you've got to clean it up. You can start small. And I'm telling you, if you've not taken New Year, New Me Reset, you need to go over there and check it out. It is an amazing program which takes you through every single module is a life skill. And there's 12 modules plus bonus content. Every single module is a life skill. You will learn something new and different in every single module. And it's not about the new year. It's about a new life. It's about applying these things for the rest of your life to access the success and the energy that you want to create in the universe so that you can live the life that you have seen for yourself, right? Your dream life. You've got to get organized. And that is where it starts. Clear your space, clean your car, clean your garage, clean your closet, clean your wallet, clean up your finances. And in removing that clutter, you will have clarity in mind so that you can focus on the things that are important. You don't want to walk in a room and see a bunch of junk and be like, oh my gosh, what is all of this? Like I did when I walked in that storage bin. I was just like, oh my, what is all of this stuff? I didn't even remember half of it, which tells you I didn't even need it, right? You got to start cleaning up your stuff and it will change the energy and the dynamics and how you create in the world. All right, y'all, just wanted to share that with you. I hope this helps somebody. Make sure to leave me a comment. Give this podcast a review. It really, really, really does help. And make sure you check out the free resources that we have. And if you have any questions or comments, let me know. You know you can leave me a voicemail now with your question, and I will play it on the podcast. All right, I will talk to you guys soon. Love, peace, and abundant blessings. Bye for now.